Look at Brown's. Look at Brown. Look at Brown's narrow center.
In his vacation place in France when he called in, but I don't know where Thomas is.
I'm going to turn on one. That's easier. That's
easier. This is Robert Goodlett at Amy West. Bill is currently filling up his balloon and talking to, it sounds like Hyperion on his cell phone right now, setting up an interview for tomorrow. So if you're getting this right now, apparently so far at 1 o'clock it sounds like there's supposed to be an interview with Ben from Hyperion. Now Bill has one hand on his phone and the other hand on the balloon and needs to change bottles. Oh, as a note, I wasn't at Amy West last year, so I don't know, but Bill is saying that the attendance is better this year, which sounds good, excuse me, and hopefully next year it will be even higher. Oh, hello, Murph. I was looking away from the screen there. Bill, who are you talking to?
Ben Hermans.
Oh, he's talking directly to Ben right now. And like I said, they're setting up an interview for tomorrow. Right now, it sounds like about 1 o'clock, I'm assuming West Coast time. Okay, Ben is announcing it right now. He's set up an interview with Ben Hermans for 1 o'clock tomorrow, Sunday. And we should be getting more information about what Thomas was talking about earlier, apparently. Can you guys see Bill on the webcam? Hey, Murph, is Scal on IRC today? Well, I'm impressed. This this microphone really works. I tried to point one of the cameras down at what Bill was doing, and he pointed it up at the blimp. So if you're looking at the picture, it's the blimp is pointed straight up in the air right now, and I'm holding it down. Bill is setting up the propulsion device and transmitters and stuff, getting ready to hook that up to his blimp.
We actually broadcast most shows. So if you're at home and you're missing something like Amiga Expo or God knows whatever else comes up, you can tune in to UGN Broadcast, virtual presence. No, just a website.
It'd almost be nice if during the dead time there was some kind of background to let everybody know, hey, the shoutcast is working. There's just no sound coming through.
Maybe I should have found cards. I mean, it's just more advice than anyone hasn't heard of me. I've been doing it for so long. Hook up the blimp cam.
Hook up the blimp cam. I have no idea what that means, but... Oh, I see what he's doing. Okay. He's trying to get the transmitter talking right now. You have everything plugged into the right place? Hey, Venom just showed up. We'll get some. Wait, something just came through. Fantastic. I hope Scal gets on IRC with us. That'd be a lot of fun. Anyway, here's Venom.
Hello. Live from Amy West 2002. This is Venom. How is everyone doing? How many we got on there?
Right now.
Only 50? That's pretty good, really. But we were up to 90. We need to beat that record. Call everybody. Get on FNET. Tell them to get on here.
I can't get on FNET.
I get cut off every 5 seconds when I go on that. I get on White Rose. I could stay there all day.
Yeah, White Rose is great. But FNET, I can't get on.
Did you hear that? White Rose is great. Anybody have stock in it? Where we connect. Webcams have stopped working. Are you?
Webcams have stopped working.
Yes, Bill is playing with the webcams, trying to get his blimp cam going. So there's some. It's normal. If you don't see anything on the webcams, it's normal.
Night flight. Does that say night flight? But it's the wrong one. But he's not FLITE, isn't he? He's NITEFLITE.
Is it night speed? Where are you looking?
Night light. Or night. See right there?
Highlight.
Highlight. I'm sorry.
It's STRCQ. You can't understand.
I'm sorry. And also, hey, Lair's on there. Can anybody hear me?
It'll take a little bit for somebody to come back. Unless Murph is busy, he's been communicating with me through IRC.
What happened with Todd Gustafson? Anyone know? What do you mean, what happened? Was he supposed to do a...
He was supposed to be doing something, yeah.
Oh.
None of that stuff has happened yet. Who would know about Todd?
Oh, because they're waiting. Well, I just saw him walk by.
I don't know what's up with the seminar thing.
Yeah, we don't know what's going on with the seminar thing. The cams are not working because he's working on the blimp. Well, there are people on FNET that might want to join us. There are a few other number of Amigans out there. But he's working on it. He had to load it up with the air, and now he's, with his masterful tech magical talents, he is working his tech magical nimble fingers to the bone, trying to get it up and running.
Right now he's working his brain cells. Scratching the noggin, it's coming out.
Just went down to, where did we go? Oh, we went to A&W Root Beer and had a nice ice cold root beer. It's pretty warm out here. It's about, 90 degrees, a little humid. You think it's 100 and something? Do you? It didn't feel like 100 and something to me. It feels like about 90. No, it's because I live in Fresno. It's even hotter there.
And it's also drier.
Oh, does that mean I'm too loud? You have to buy coupons to win a Boeing blimp. That was from Hardlink. What's the current delay with the audio?
How do we know?
Does Amiga Inc. have a license to operate a lottery?
Does anybody have a blade, a razor blade, a knife?
I don't. My toolkit's up in my room.
Is that a baby puma? Is that a baby puma?
I'm reading this, too. That's why I'm not talking in between, because I'm trying to read to see if anybody says anything that I can answer.
Feedback we get from Shoutcast is through IRC.
Yep, that's all.
Is this White Rose, or will White Rose get into this?
Yes. This is, yeah.
Okay. Bill, did you see any James Bond movies?
I think I've seen all of them.
There's a few ArcNet users tuned in.
Right now, what all you have to do to make it work?
Cool.
Is it a sauna or what? He's talking about here. Yes, it's a sauna.
Yeah, kind of like. I'll tell you.
Oh, cool.
The hotel's nice and cool, though. Oh, howdy, C Star.
C Star's there.
Yeah. Another update on the video. Still working. But I did come up with a new theme for the Amiga. You know, there's been so many soap opera things going on with it and all this other stuff. What did I say? I was in the restaurant and I said, it's the new. What is going on now with the Amiga Diva? What is she going to do next? No sprechen Sie Deutsch here. give him the Pegasus now. I don't know what he's talking about. We have 53. Well, if you come to a U.S. show, you better come say hi.
Say 2:40 is when Bill McEwen's plane.
10 to 3, and they just left about 5 minutes.
Okay. Well, the plane is probably on the ground, so Bill is unloading. And
right.
So is that on? Did you hear that?
Wait a minute.
Okay, it's all yours. I'm not touching.
Web. Venom. What's
Yeah, the gas I think is for Bill, so we can get the straight scoop.
Yeah,
Bill McEwen, that is.
Hey, that's not very nice, Nico man. Nico men. God, I forgot how to turn this off.
Just grab the top and just move it, or press the...
Well, I was going to take it away.
Or press that X and just go
well,
away.
I mean, they were going to talk about Amy Paul, but I don't know what...
God, I've been using Windows too long.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I forgot.
I do that too sometimes. You know, I'm the Amiga. Oh, shit.
What's this thing?
Yeah, she's the Commodore one. She's good. But
okay.
I'm really busy right now. I got to go. Sorry. Bye.
Og Vorbis. Trying to talk Mr. Venom into naming his band that, Og Vorbis. Are you waiting it? Okay, you guys are going to love this one. Okay. Tech Mage is over there. They're loading this thing with stuff. They're trying to weight it down so it'll stay when it floats. So he's putting some coins in there, and he goes, "Gotta pay it." Guess you had to be there.
No, that's
it was pretty funny. Oh. That's an idea. He says that the Annex girls would have helped in the coupon sales. Welcome back, R. Merlin. So who's the operator this time?
Oh,
I thought you had to have a license.
Level 5
oh, you do have one. Oh, okay. No.
You actually need to hand the radio operator's license to turn this thing on.
I don't understand that still. It cracks me up. I think they're getting close to being done. Are you? Just tuning it in now. Stay tuned for a new update on the floating webcam, otherwise known as the Amiga Flotilla. I just enjoy this too much. I have too much fun. Yes, he is, but I don't think he's exhibiting anything. He's at the Amiga Zone booth.
Currently, he's walking around in front of the Amiga Zone booth.
Oh, he was walking by it. And Targon and his wife are here, as well as Harv, and they're over at that booth, and they're kind of across the hall from us, or across.
Ask you, do you guys have a question for Ryan?
Root beer?
The beer part's correct anyway.
I don't need to drink to have this much fun. I'm on a natural high. I'm on a Amiga high.
It's just that change thing. She's just behind a microphone. And, oh, man. Schizoid.
Now, if I was drinking, I'd be, uh-huh. No, it must have been the remnants of the blimp, the residue of the, what's that stuff called?
Sodium pentothal.
No, like the
helium.
Helium. It's the remnants of the helium.
Or maybe I wrote it for them. So you weren't drinking with us last night.
All I had was a venom.
Just a venom? Okay.
That's what I was drinking last night. Joe Torre brought me a venom. And let me tell you, I couldn't sleep all night long. I am not kidding you. That stuff's powerful.
Drinking.
Great many powers do venom. No.
I was drinking Irish whiskey last night.
Ooh. Hey, do you hear that? It's raffle time. I want to win something big.
23-25. Close, but no cigar.
Not me. Are you?
I'm not even 22. I'm 21.
Oh, I'm 22.
And Bill is 24.
Yep, send me. I hope we get some good news, and maybe at the banquet or something. I don't know. It's up for grabs, but if I hear anything, I will give you a very detailed explanation.
I'm going to put that audio on the website. I'm going to do that. Which audio?
I'm going to put that audio on my website.
Striking you. Which audio? A venom or something else?
No, when I said that, I'm on an Amiga High.
Oh, you said that.
Yeah,
okay.
I did.
That's right, you did.
That. Tarbos, it doesn't take much to get me excited these days. Especially when I'm in a crowd with a bunch of Amigans, I always have a good time. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. What's coming this way? Oh, I ought to get that, the complete geek. They would have called my number. I'm seriously going to work on a song, and I'm going to put it on my computer and release it in the next few weeks. I sing better than I talk.
So did Jerry put her stuff together and show it or anything?
Yeah, Jerry also, she had her thing all set up and running.
Was it slick?
It's a Commodore 64, you know.
But it's on the 486 stuff, right? Is that what it is, or no?
Well, no, it's got a faster chip.
Oh, okay.
You know, gosh, what was that, a 28 megahertz chip or something like that? And she's built it so that she can stick a memory card on it and take like a gig of memory.
Oh, wow.
So it's...
That's pretty cool, huh?
Essentially, Commodore 64, I can access a gig of memory.
Yeah. You gotta read this one.
Tech Mitch. Okay.
You think we should?
No.
What are you, nuts? No. Well, we could.
Somebody said something about a Melancia chat. Seriously, if you want to hear... If you want a Ryan chat, I can certainly go ask him to come over here. That is a possibility.
Yes, Tarbos, did you hear the chat earlier? They were speaking with, how could I forget his name already? Thomas. They were speaking with Thomas. He was in, where was he from? Germany? It was through FNTC. And anyway, they linked it up. It was a live chat. And I believe STRACQ may have recorded it or something. Are you guys going to have some kind of audio feed coming out later? I believe the limo is en route to get Bill, and he should be here pretty soon. I can't tell you exactly when, but I know they did go. He's not here yet. Are you excited tonight? Well, we'll have to play the room and see what kind of vibes we get out of it. But you know me, I'll let you know.
They tell them as far as Bill goes that right now it's about 3 o'clock. Right now it's about 3 o'clock as far as Bill McEwen goes. His plane landed about 2:40.
okay, he's got to get off the plane, get his bags, and then get over here and probably get settled in here. So there's not going to be a McEwen entrance here for, you know, a little while yet. You know, figure at least another hour. That's the Bill McEwen update.
Oh, I don't know about an hour. Well, let's say an hour then. And then if he comes earlier, that would be nice. That means you guys will just have to stick around.
But I suspect he might avoid us because he probably doesn't want to answer any questions prematurely. You know, because he's got the speech tonight at the bank.
Is that true, Tech Major, do you know?
Oh, he'll be here.
He just may be a little more cryptic. Hopefully he announces it to us first.
That would be nice.
This is for you, Bill. We need an update on his company and why Haney is still listed on his staff.
From Valencia? They just haven't updated their page.
Is that what it is, you think?
Came out of the blue. I'm talking about Malaysia.
Yeah, I really am. Oh, what's that up there?
Yes. Yes, that's the Ryan.
See, STRICQ has the audio on his website, if anybody would like to pass by his website and pick it up.
Somebody asked a question about Dave Haney. Dave Haney is with some people doing his own thing now. He has a company. Nothing has gone public as far as I know, other than the fact that Dave Haney, if you can get a tagline, it's got the name of his company that he's part of now. I wish I could remember more specifics to tell you, but there are some names that you recognize from the Amiga community. From, you know, that's in this business with Dave Haney, and hopefully within a year we'll actually get some information about some product from them. Scal is who we need to talk to. Get Scal on IRC and ask him. I'd like to hear it too.
In fact, Scal might be in that business with Dave Haney.
that's pretty funny. But from what I understand, they've overstocked the hotel with Diet Coke. I believe the limo is stocked with Diet Coke and other such things. So, but that would be funny, but I wouldn't want to be the one to do it. I'm not good at doing practical jokes at all. I'm too nice of a person. I'm no fun sometimes. I know.
Question for Ryan. Are you there?
He said, I think Bill's afraid to get next close to Venom. She bites.
What? Hey, she doesn't bite hard.
I hardly bite.
Hey, she hasn't bit me yet. I feel left out.
Don't bite anybody. What is it?
I don't know.
Well, are you... Do you have... Oh, the blimp's going around. Oh. Is anybody getting any kind of pictures yet? I should... Speaking tech speak, is anybody getting any video images?
As far as a web page webcam update goes, Bill is still scratching his head. The webcam thing isn't working, and it's still taken apart. So if you're trying to get pictures, well, there aren't any. But we hope to get those up soon.
Meanwhile, no, Todd has not said anything yet, and I believe he took off in the limo to go pick Bill McEwen up from the airport. Because while we were coming in from our lunch break, we passed him in the hallway. I'm on an Amiga high. Was that better? Oh my God, I can't wait to hear this stuff. Oh Lord.
Who's the guy that used to do that Sprockets? What was that thing?
Sprockets.
Sprocket just came in.
That's William Haslett.
Who?
Will Haslett.
Will Haslett?
No, 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 no. Who did the character?
Corky Romano.
Corky Romano.
Corky Romano? No, it's that guy that's on, who's Corky Romano? I thought that was Mike Meyer that did that. He was? I guess he was. Dita, Sprockets. Wasn't that him? Okay. If anybody knows, who is Dita Sprockets? Who was that? Is Lawson back on here? Where is he? Yeah, it was Mike Meyer. I'm sure it was Lost Man. We miss you. We're working on V-I-D-E-O. Well, we aren't, but Techmage and his Tech Magical Fingers and his Tech Magical Brain. Uh-oh, what's so funny? It's TRICQ's rolling on the floor.
Kevin Orm is with us from Washington State, the Amuse user group. Hey, would you like to say something on Shoutcast
to them or anything?
The,
update on your site and stuff?
Hello.
Update on your site.
And that was excitement from Kevin Orm.
There's nothing to report right now. Hopefully there'll be some site updates in the near future, but nothing right at the moment.
Okay. Do you want to give them the webpage, where to go?
www.amigau.com.
Did you get that?
She's probably already been there or not.
She's not.
Ryu, are you talking about me?
Actually, I'm nuts. She's just here. So the skinny on Dave is that he left Merlantia to start another cafe.
But Dave's not here. Hey, that's not. Did you guys ever hear that one? Dave's not here, man.
Okay, guys, you're right. Yeah, she is next. I don't think.
Neither is Lost Man.
I don't get the impression that Dave has anything against Ryan. I think Dave just thinks Ryan's ideas are a little far fetched.
Because I heard my name. Dieter. Was it Mike Myers who did that, though? You guys have to let me know. See, I said so.
Yeah, I knew it. So it wasn't Corky. It was Mike.
It's what?
It's not a D. Yeah.
It's Dita. Dita Sprockets.
Mike Myers, yes. You win something. Mike Myers. We won Mike Myers.
Oh, I'll take his money. No.
build is a good Mr. Ian.
Lost man, I swear to you, you would have had, maybe it's a good thing you're not here, you would have had some competition this year. I am not lying. I saw some guy walk by and I went, oh, Lost, no, that's not him. I almost think this guy was worse than you, Lost man.
Lost man looks pretty.
John, he has the shirt. Did you see the shirt with the hand?
Yeah.
And it's got the bowling ball with his long nails. That is Lost Man's hand. For
oh,
real.
Really?
Yes.
No kidding.
He's
right
got long
on.
Nails like that. He's the neatest guy, though. He's
right on.
Sweetheart. I just love him.
Yeah.
I hope he didn't hear that. It's going to go to his head. Oh, no.
Yeah, that was a neat looking picture. What just came in?
Well, yes, we are, Grack.
Yes,
I hope I'm saying that name right.
Grock, Grack, whatever.
Well, I wouldn't want him to call me Venom. I'm Venom. Venom Venom,
okay,
you know. You can't hear us now? Oh, I'm good. Oh, you know why? It's because I have a very robust voice. Where am I? I'm sitting here. Where in the heck are you, Lost Man? Oh, turn on the other mic. Is that better?
Maybe
I gave him the mic and I took this one.
Maybe we just weren't getting close enough to the mic.
Because we were kind of doing it, you know, off to the side. Okay, is that better now? Welcome to the Amiga Flight, the original Amiga blimp, waiting for liftoff.
Bill, tell us how you really feel about what's going on here.
It's very finicky today.
Finicky is the word.
Finicky?
Finicky.
Finicky, as in Morris?
Something might actually be happening. Yes, we actually have the blimp cam getting an image. A tethered.
She's momentarily tethered.
So was it the battery?
I don't know. All I know is that
wall power gives it enough juice to make it work. We're putting the battery in, and we've still got an image. Hmm. It was one of those problems that we have no idea why it got fixed. It just started working.
He said hook Lazari up with a lavalier. Is that one of those things that...
Lava lamp?
No.
Lavalier.
I think he means a...
Hook. A lavalier.
What's the thing that's at the bottom of one of those...
Gondola.
Gondola thing?
Yeah.
Of the balloon? Is that what you meant, one of those balloon things? Okay, it's... No?
Well, what?
Too much weight. They put too much money in it. Hard link? I don't think so. I'm having a helium of a good time. Oh, I'm getting rummy. I don't know why. Oh, Lord. Oh, the cams have been static for the last 45 minutes. Due to technical difficulties, the cams have been static for the past 45 minutes. But at least you must admit... The vocals are coming in clear, aren't they? All the pictures I take from the show, I will figure out a way to get them to Bill, and then he can... I don't know how we're going to do that. I'll figure out something. somebody must have a card reader that I could let them use mine, and then they could put it on their machine, and then they could upload it somewhere where everybody could get the images. But that wouldn't be nice. You don't know how to pronounce your own nickname. So we didn't butcher it then. Okay, we're fine. Also, put it this way. At most things like this in an Amiga show, what is the ratio of females and males? Then you have your answer. There are a lot more males here than there are females. I'm not stupid. That's why I like... Oh, I'm sorry. The lavalier he was referring to is a lapel mic. No excuses. You what?
Just keep an eye on this corner.
Okay.
For a thing that says scan failed.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
Scan failed, then just click OK.
Okay. Something's buzzing. Oh, it's that. I'm sorry. I think we have liftoff. And the blimp is on its way. Uh-oh. It's landing. The blimp took a formidable automatic on its own landing. And now we have some serious liftoff, and there it goes. It's headed out toward the middle of the room. Uh-oh, we're going to see some ducking humans. Oh, it gets up close and personal, I want to tell you. So, Grok, in answer to your question, there's not a lot of females here, I'm sorry to say, but maybe tonight at the banquet there'll be more.
Well, this is funny. Bill is trying to learn how to fly his blimp again, running into people. Excuse me, playing through.
Uh-oh, he's just pushing and shoving people right out of the way. He just shoved JKD, Kevin Arm from Amiga University. He was over by Audio Labs, kind of close there. And New Tech's over there. I'm name-dropping again, I'm sorry.
I think he's taking over the Sacramento Computer User Group's booth here with his blimp.
How am I sending Morse code? Morse isn't here. No, I'm just kidding. We have to keep an eye on this thing. It keeps saying scan failed, so then I have to click OK.
Are there images coming over?
You guys seeing anything?
Can anybody tell us that on IRC?
You're right. I'm married, so that's not a single woman either. No, I'm just kidding. There's a few of us. Let me look. Jerry's here. I'm here. Florence is here. Targon's wife's here. CompuQuick. FWD. Cecilia's here. She's working on some heavy-duty graphic work over there. Uh-oh, he saw some dude's arm. Uh-oh.
Kevin Orm just got
plowed into. Oh. See what he says?
Glad for the blimp to show the empty post show buildings.
Oh. Buzz? No. I don't know. This is from... It's hard to see because I got all these little windows in front of me. Well, I think all the females that are here now are more of the geek persuasion, moi included. Towered 3000? Who's with the Towered 3000? I'm not really sure I know who you mean, Weird Amy. Or Weird Amy. No, Weird Amy sounds better. No, he said, oh. I've been clicking it, but it's done it a lot. And STRICQ says no blimp pics. Images of the table are coming over. What table? Oh, so he's walking around with it then, so he can see things.
Yeah. But it's hard to say exactly which image is going to be captured.
Well, somebody's hand's in front of it now, so... It's John. John, by the way, is one of the Amiga developers. He is the one who did the Gobbler. If a lot of you have seen that one. Oh, yeah, could we get a shot of the blimp with one of the cams? I'll ask Tech when he gets back over here.
Is there a... Unfortunately, I don't know which cams are putting images out right now.
Oh, he's trying to get a glimpse of the blimp. That would make a sci-fi movie. Glimpse of the blimp. It'll come to your house. That's neat, huh? Well, oh, I don't think she's here, Weird Amy. Was she at this show or was she at the St. Louis show? There's a shot of the blimp on now. They did get one. So now you're watching the blimp. And the blimp is watching the people. Ah, see, both are on now. You guys see her? Yeah, it's floating. That's why he keeps giving it the gas, and then it goes up too, or the juice. Then it goes up a little bit too high. Then he has to let off, and then it goes down too low. It's very technical. The the back's your foot. What, we have a problem with the sound? You don't mind our babbling then? Probably be a lot more to talk about tomorrow after tonight. You know how they have their whatever annual beer splash or whatever. Who knows? If I can get pictures, I'll get pictures. If I could make a full report, you know me, I'll let you know. Live from the bathtub. No, I wouldn't do that. We have 59 listeners. That's pretty cool. Ooh, thank you. I'm supposed to be watching this little window over here, and every time it says something, I'm supposed to click it off, and I'm not paying attention.
Falling down on the job.
Oh, boy. They need to develop a babe magnet computer.
I don't know if one exists.
You would be surprised
computer.
How many women out there like geeks. You guys just, I don't know, maybe you're just too hidden behind your computers most of the time and you don't notice it. You need to move away from the desk and walk out on the dance floor. And then you guys probably already have jet lag as it is.
Yeah, I know these 3-day trips, jet lag, 1-day
jet lag. Yeah.
Well, I guess you're back on.
It's confusing.
Last year, after going back from here, back to Columbus, the next weekend we went to India.
Oh,
so
that's right. I remember you talking about
jet lag.
It.
Oh, yeah.
That was a big one.
Only 8-9 days.
Ooh.
Every night I would feel sleepy by 9 o'clock.
Oh,
and
wow.
We are out socializing and, you know, going to a restaurant or a hotel and it was
oh, wow.
It's for me.
Yeah. But this time we are not going anywhere after we get back. So we'll be
yeah. Grack, I wish you were here. We are really having a good time. But you know, you guys, a lot of you that couldn't be at the show, you do realize that there are websites out there that CompuQuick has a website, and they sell a lot of Amiga stuff, as does FWD Computing and Extreme Corporation. Well, that blimp's floating over Jerry and a whole bunch of people that are sitting in the middle over there. They were laughing at something. Well, I hope you guys aren't talking about me. Oh, and it hit the tube. Oh, he was grinding when he came over here.
Chicago is big.
Oh, Chicago is huge. When I was a kid.
Yeah. So now we
You know, Grack, there's a lot of ages here. I swear, they're anywhere from, well, earlier there was one that was 2, all the way up to over 60. Still out there with the blimp, like a big kid. I think anybody who's in the Amiga world are all like big kids, and I think that's maybe the special part of us all, is being big kids. You know what? I refuse to grow up. I'm going to always be a big kid.
I have the wolf cam pointed in the direction of our security man on scene, talking to Bill Bersai.
The wolf cam. Oh! Hey, baby, you listen to the wolf cam. That was Wolfman Venom. Well, I don't know about the coupons. I am sure they are. Believe me, I will go incognito tonight. I will carry around my trusty little notepad, and I will take notes of all this stuff, and I will give you a full report in the morning.
Please, say that one more time.
Bill McKeown is in the building.
You heard it straight from Steve Hodson. I have a webcam on top of me.
Oh, I'm doing this around and I'm trying to move it on here. I feel like a fool. Don't laugh at me. Or is that tech mage getting his RF force field too close to the mic? Oh, no, he's got... Where do you have the mic pointed to? Oh, he's got the mic pointed over to the camera. I see Venom is just sitting here minding your own business. I think Cam O is the feed from the camera on the blimp. Blimp Motors. And welcome to Blimp Motors, where you can find yourself a big, fat car. No. Oh, my God. I think I've gone over the top. The cameraman is really tall.
Who, Tech? Or Goody? Goody, right?
The show must have exquisite floor, so many shots from the blimp of it. Diva! Schrockets! I hope I'm saying it right. STRICQ, do you know the URL for the blimp cam? R. Merlin, is that pronounced
Let's see, it looks like ugn.amiga.org/webcam. Got that? HTTP, ugn.amiga.org/webcam.
Thank you. Needs a white balance performed?
I think that webcam needs a lot performed.
A walleye vision? Did you do bad? Oh, you are speaking in all caps, which means you're shouting. I know this is Shoutcast, but you can't shout.
Who says you can't shout?
Close. It's B-O-S-A-R-I. B-O-R-S-A-R-I. Now I'm doubting it. Well, how do you spell his last name? Oh, sorry. Yeah, B-O-R-S-A-R-I. Oh, how do you like that? I say the words and they spell out on the screen. Oh. That's fine.
So now what are you doing? You're hiding it? Oh.
And now the blimp is being parked. You ought to see this. He's putting the curtains over the blimp so it'll hold it in place. And we have IRC.
Heavy tape?
Oh, I stuck it over the has to go check into his room. Could you imagine, you know, a flight and everything? He's probably tired, and he's probably going to be inundated with questions. You know, put yourself in his shoes. Why, are they doing a raffle? There's no raffle. Yep, he, from what I just overheard, he is in the building. You are being STRICQ. Want me to move?
Yeah, you're cool.
Are we cool over here?
It's like hiding behind the curtain. What's up?
He just said, Basari. STRICQ. So I thought maybe you'd want to. I don't know what he wants. He just said your name. I don't know. Well. What? Oh, Lord.
Rendir called the guy and got the lines of code to enable the Ethernet. So maybe later we can.
Oh, I guess we're going to have some live shots of Tech Mage with his tech magical fingers trying to work on the blimp.
There's no reason why that would not happen.
So what are you going to do now?
I'm going to try to fix all those shit.
If I may recap what he said, he is trying to technically absolve the problems with the blimp cam.
I'm going to fix shit.
That's what he said, but I didn't say that. I was trying to be professional here. I don't know why. I mean, oh, Lord.
Did I attack you? I'm sorry. What? You weren't one of the people that was attacked? Ooh.
Boring webcam. Grack, me too. I want to find out about that too. I'm hoping there will be some word about that later, and if there is, believe me, I will let you guys know. Because at this point in time, that's what I'm kind of looking forward to, since I already have my Amiflon, and I would like to get it set up, and if the newer one takes care of some issues, I would be even happier. Until the other one comes out, that would make me very happy. So as soon as I find out anything, I'll let you guys know immediately. Get his rear to the mic. Who cares if he's tired?
Oh, McEwen's.
Oh.
You saw me?
Well, he said Basari earlier. S-G-R-I-C-Q. Oh, I'm sorry, Sam. Slip it again. You know, I sat over here with my hand on this thing the whole time. Nothing. Take my hand. Why not? Oh, Cam 1 is pointed at the Amiga 1 as we speak, or as I speak. The Wolf Cam. Oh. Cam 1 is the Wolf Cam. Cam 2 is the... What's Cam 2? Right now, Cam 2 is the Blimp Cam, although he is magically working on it.